Susan Mendenhall, congratulations on your new position and welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm delighted to be here.
Now that you are officially the Arts United of Greater Fort Wayne's new president, could you briefly tell us just what that job involves?
This is a really interesting job. I am just a small cog in a very large arts and cultural machine that is making a huge impact on our community and the vibrancy that we are able to share with others.
So how does Arts United serve and support arts and cultural organizations?
We support arts and culture in several ways. One is major grant support. We provide major operating support to 10 principal partners. We provide project grants and operating support with a partnership through the Indiana Arts Commission, in which we help administer public dollars to arts and cultural efforts. We also provide back office business support services. And finally, Arts United, since our founding in 1955, has owned and operated and built public art facilities in downtown Fort Wayne. We have created a very dynamic arts campus over the last few years, in particular with the purchase of the Auer Center for Arts and Culture and our most recent opening of the Arts Lab Black Box Theater a couple weeks ago.
Now, besides inheriting the new Arts Lab at the Auer Center, you've also inherited a 50-year vision for the creation of an arts campus in the cultural district in downtown Fort Wayne. Where might you go next?
Well, we are looking at partnerships with entities in downtown Fort Wayne through the Fort Wayne Cultural District. This is an activity that has been developed over the last couple years through a strategic planning effort started by the Indiana Arts Commission. Mm-hmm. And we have met with elected officials. We've met with a broad cross-section of leaders of arts organizations, businesses, government entities to really find out what is in need in downtown Fort Wayne. What do people want to see happen downtown? And out of that cultural district planning initiative, 8 big ideas came across, and I'm not going to name all of them, but some of the big ones include a four-season public market, a culinary institute, a business incubator program, public art. And the exciting thing about the cultural district is that these activities are happening. There are already wonderful groups who have business plans in motion, who are seeking funding to make downtown Fort Wayne the most vibrant community that we can make it.
With so many entertainment options quite literally at our fingertips, how does the role of a strong arts community impact us today?
I think people feel and see the impact of a vibrant arts community every day. When you have guests come to visit and you want to show off our community, where do you take them? I think when you're hungry for a community gathering space, you're hungry to interact with other people in our community, arts and cultural activities are a major point of community interaction. You may hear and see people that don't sound or look like you. And that's a really important piece of what our community has to offer. A lively social and entertainment landscape is critical for the development of our community's social capital.
And so it's the more the merrier, actually.
The more the merrier, absolutely.
How does it feel to be the first woman to be hired as president of Arts United?
Oh, I'm thrilled about that. I think that women have a key role to play in developing our community, especially from the viewpoint of making our community a place in which we want to have our families grow up and in which we want to see people intersect in a way that perhaps they wouldn't if they didn't have such a vibrant community. I think women have traditionally been such an important part of the nonprofit sector. And as a woman, I am looking forward to leading a very vibrant nonprofit organization.
What do you think you're especially able to bring to the table?
Well, I'm not an artist. My training is in nonprofit management and philanthropy. And Arts United, while we are an arts organization, we do not produce art. We exist to support the arts and cultural organizations and the artists who do create art. So I am able to fill a role that perhaps wouldn't be of interest to somebody who had a strong passion in a certain art form. I love to see all of our art forms flourishing, and I see that as our unique role as Arts United.
Okay, beyond your plate full of projects and plans and visions, what's your own personal presidential dream for Arts United of Greater Fort Wayne?
Oh my gosh, that is such a loaded question, Julia. I'd like to see Arts United and arts and culture be recognized broadly as an economic driver for our community, as a way to build and develop and grow our community, as a hotspot for not only creative industries, but industry in general. Arts United is an important part of that conversation, and I'd like to see us continue to be part of that conversation going forward.
Susan Mendenhall is the newly named president of Arts United of Greater Fort Wayne. She joined us today in the WBOI studios. Thank you so much for sharing your time and your vision with us, Susan.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.